The Thursday morning of Defeat of Jesse James Days, the celebration is underway. Got underway yesterday with the graveside services for Joseph Lee Haywood and Nicholas Gustafson. Continued on last night with the Haywood banquet and the award winner, Ray Osmond. And part of that and part of everything is the ambassadors for Defeat of Jesse James Days. We have two out of the three ambassadors with us. You know, I didn't ask you your names. I don't know which one. Are you Lily, Kaya, or Audrey?
I'm Lily King. I'm okay. One of the ambassadors this year.
And I'm Kaya Schomburg.
All right. Well, welcome. Congratulations on two, almost three celebrations. Well served.
Yes. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
You have, you've got a new record. I don't think it's ever going to be broken. You were, the coronation was 2 years ago before Defeat Days. Mm-hmm. So you had 2019. What there was or wasn't in 2020. Yes. And now 2021, you will be the ambassadors for Defeat Days until Sunday night when somebody is chosen to take your place.
We completely changed the way we do our whole celebration, mm-hmm. kind of, and especially the ambassador program. But we're really excited. We think it's going to work out really well.
Let's talk about that. Let's start off with 2019. You know, that's a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
At that time, you thought this was going to be your big time. But it was a big time. But, you know, that of course, at that time, you didn't have any idea what the next year or so would bring, but when you were first chosen, elected, I don't know what the proper word would be.
We usually call it crowned.
Okay.
Sort of our little fancy terminology.
That had to have been a fun weekend for you.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
A lot to jump into, but really fun.
Yeah, because as a candidate, you get a taste of what you're going to be doing as ambassador if you are crowned. And so going into it, like once we were crowned, we knew what we were in for. So it was kind of that realization moment of like, whoa, this is going to be crazy. Like there's so much is going to happen in such a short amount of time. And we're so excited to have such a good group of people to do it with. And we were just so excited.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then you had nothing to do for a long amount of time. This is something to do for a short amount of time. Let's talk about last year, 2020. Last of 2019 and 2020, was there really anything going on? Were you able to represent Defeat Days at any point during that time?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely tried our best, especially right here in Northfield, to, you know, still do some community things. We made hearts for some of the nursing homes to kind of put on their wall, brighten up. A lot of people are doing that during COVID and lockdown and everything. We did, what else did we do? We did like...
We had a small parade.
Yes.
Because usually our parade is very large. We have a lot of visiting people come. And so we kind of did like a smaller version of it where we kind of just got people together and went around the town. We did sort of like a loop around the town that's usually bigger than the normal parade route that we have. So we kind of got to cover a lot of the town, which was super fun as well.
All right. Now, last year, of course, they did not hold a coronation for new ambassadors. So at that point, were you asked to, hey, maybe can you give us one more year?
Yeah. I remember we were actually at a drive-by birthday party for one of our junior candidates. Our junior candidates are Logan and Lila. We love them both so much. Mm-hmm. And we were all pulled over, kind of just chatting afterwards. And our coordinator, Julie, was like, hey, guys, so I have an idea. And immediately we were all just like, oh, my gosh, yes, of course. It wasn't something I guess I really saw coming. But as soon as she asked, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it made sense, for sure, because there's no way to do a coronation right when that kind of thing is happening. So,
well, thank you for stepping up to the plate on behalf of pretty much everybody, the whole town of Northfield. It's much appreciated, but at this point, you probably had other plans for the next year, or I would imagine maybe school or something. Tell us a little bit about what you had planned for the following summer of, which would have been this summer, 2021.
Yeah, well, actually, kind of when it all hit, was when we were both seniors in high school.
Yep.
So that summer was the summer before our first year of college.
No graduation.
No graduation.
Prom, all those little things.
Yeah, so we were going into our first year of college at the U. We both went to the U last year.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. What, you know, we have a third one. Audrey is not with us. You mentioned her, Audrey Pagel.
Yes.
Couldn't be with us today. Is she in school or does she have some things going on today?
Yeah, she's in school at Cornell College in Iowa.
Down in Iowa,
But she's coming back for the celebration, so we'll have our whole group together.
We're super excited to see her again and get the whole gang back together.
All right. Have the three of you been able to be together and out representing the Defeat Days over the course of the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gotten together as much as we can. And even when she can't make it, if she's so involved in her school. She does like so many welcome weeks. She got a really cool summer job, yes. too. So any time that she can spend with us, she'll either be telling us about her stories, which we always love to hear, or just, you know, talking to us, supporting us, even from afar. So we love her a lot for that.
Were the three of you friends before this, or is this kind of a new thing for the three of you?
Yeah, I feel like we definitely, like, knew of each other. Mm-hmm. Kaya and Audrey both went to school together. Yeah, I went to school in St. Paul, so okay. It was, but we kind of just, like, knew of each other from being around Northfield.
I had, like, one class with Lily in middle school, and then Audrey and I were, like, best friends in, like, fifth and fourth grade. So we've been tight. But, yeah, it was good to kind of connect because I hadn't seen them in a while.
Let's talk about what's coming up this week. It's Thursday of Defeat Days. We saw you last night at the Haywood Banquet. Yes. And I wasn't able to make the graveside services. I don't know if you're there or not, but I do know you've got a busy weekend. Coming up, yes, starting right now, you're on the radio. Right? What other things do you have going on?
Yeah, so tonight is obviously Townie night, so we're going to be there, hopefully riding some of the rides. Our littles are very excited about that. So if you're around, definitely come say hi to us, get a picture. So that's tonight.
Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we're going to the rodeo as well, the Sutton Rodeo, which is amazing. They've always put on a great show for us. And we're also going to raid reenactments, a lot of those. We love going to those, too. So you'll catch us there. Pretty much anywhere you go, we'll kind of be there for a little bit.
Defeat is, that's where we'll be.
That's where we'll be, yep.
Now, Sunday, of course, we have the parade, and you'll be in the parade. And it won't be just you. I mean, there will be ambassadors from towns and celebrations throughout Minnesota. Have you gotten to be friends? Is there kind of a, I don't know, a fellowship between the ambassadors in the different places?
Yeah, I think
that's a sisterhood, I guess it would be.
Definitely. That's a great way to put it. That's one of our favorite parts of doing this, personally, at least, is getting to make those connections and getting to meet people from other communities. Is like, it really makes the job so much more fun.
It's kind of just like a big group of friends, like any out of town parade that we go to, everybody's there, so we all kind of know each other, and it's been super fun to get to know people from other communities and learn about their celebrations and
go with them on this journey, as we some of them have had a longer reign than they planned, so we've all kind of taken this COVID year together, so it's been really nice to have them by our side.
Yeah, it has probably been a special class of 2019 2020 21. I'm not sure, you might have been all those classes. But after the parade is over, that's kind of the last thing you have until the coronation that night. It's going to be a Sunday night, and we'll pick some new ambassadors. Is that going to be a sad time, bittersweet? What will your feelings be?
It's definitely a bittersweet moment because we've been doing this for longer than most ambassadors would have. So we've definitely grown very, very close. 2 years, and obviously it's going to happen. But we know our candidates super well, and they're all amazing. We've all done such a wonderful job. And so to see any of them get it would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we spent the summer with them, and I think we can confidently say that they are all just so beautiful and amazing humans. Mm-hmm. And so maybe as bittersweet as it'll be so nice to pass that on and get to see them do that.
Yeah, they were all in here. We did the interviews you did with you a couple of years ago. And I wouldn't be against having six ambassadors.
Right? No, they're all
It's kind of tough to whittle it down. You have you three ambassadors, but you're not the only three. You mentioned the littles. I presume you were talking about the junior
little
ambassadors. Tell us about the relationship you built with them.
Oh, they are just two of the quirkiest, funniest girls I've ever met in my life. They've definitely, to see them grow through this program has been super amazing, because they all, I feel like any little ambassador sort of starts out pretty shy, right? Because public speaking is kind of an intimidating thing, but they really have grown into the position and they've really stepped up, especially for a 2-year commitment. It's been super cool to see them grow with it.
It's really just like having two younger sisters that you get to hang out with and do fun stuff together.
Yeah.
Fun. You know, I don't even know at the top of my head. Is their reign going to end at the same time yours does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And it's not only that, but I got to hand it to Juliette and all the people who have, for so many years, have put a commitment in on that. And they've done such a wonderful job with you.
We love you.
Yes. Our coordination team is truly outstanding. I just want to thank them so much for everything they do and they continue to do for us. It is incredible.
Yeah. They really give us the opportunity to do all of this the way that we do it and in the scale that we do it,
especially this year too. They worked extra hard, and the committee of course want to thank them too.
Oh, they're amazing.
All right, then come Monday morning, everything's over. Get to school. Are you ready for that moment? When does school start for you?
So I think I have a 8:15 a.m. at the U, so I will be at the U on Monday night. I'll be packing up, going, taking my class. I'm excited. I'll definitely be telling my classmates, like, hey, I'm tired, but it was a scholarship program, okay? I wasn't, like, out doing crazy stuff. I was at a coronation, so I'm pretty excited. It should be fun.
You won't believe the week I had.
Yeah, right?
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you especially for just representing Northfield and the defeat of Jesse James Days so well over the course of the last 2+ years.
Yes, we're honored. Yeah.
Thank you, Northfield, for letting us do it. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
You've done a wonderful job. Now we'll let you kind of go, and I don't know if you've got a moment to get all your stuff together, because you're going to have a busy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So enjoy the weekend, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
That's Lily King, along with Kaya Schomburg, the Defeat of Jesse James Days ambassadors. Audrey Pagel couldn't be with us today, but she will be here over the weekend representing the Defeat of Jesse James Days. That's it for our show. Thank you so much for tuning in.